Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a good Monday. Your Tuesday's off to a good start, too. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It was a great Monday night football game.
Really was.
I woke up this morning like another damn sports start, and I was like, damn, it's hockey already? And hockey, obviously we got basketball starting up. What else? What else is coming up? Week seven of freaking college football?
I know. It's crazy.
Like, why does it – I mean, football –
we're, like, fully into the rivalry portion of conference play.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, dude, like, damn, hockey was just over. Uh-huh. Hockey, basketball, like, these short-ass damn off seasons.
Yeah.
And we was, like, we waiting 2 years for football to start back up.
It's true.
Yeah, man, I saw this. I was like, it's already hockey season.
Football, we wait the longest, and then season goes by the fastest. And then basketball, it sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, basketball. I didn't see you over there.
I didn't know you were here.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hawks had a game last night.
Tell somebody you're in the room, you creep.
Yeah,
the Hawks played a preseason game last night.
Yeah. We learn anything?
They played it.
Yeah. Okay. Is it like preseason football? No, I'm sorry.
Because everybody played.
No. Is it like the Pro Bowl when you used to wear pads? Like that half going through the motions type?
Yeah.
You don't want to pull nothing?
Yeah, they were real cautious last night about injuring.
Right. Yeah.
Don't want to play any defense and potentially injure yourself.
Right. Yeah, we don't want none of that. We can't have none of that.
Nah, it was fine. I mean, they went out there and, kind of got a sweat, and everybody played, like guys that, you know, you've never heard of and won't hear from again after the preseason got out there. And all the new guys got out there. Porzingis played some minutes, and, I don't think anybody got hurt. KD didn't play for the Rockets, but... It was a preseason professional basketball.
What did my boy Vic Creechy do? Did he get a dunk? Did he get a shot off?
I don't know, man. Recap this thing for you. They got the highlights online. Go check it out yourself.
I saw the highlights of it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna pass on preseason basketball and watch this Monday night game.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of
that.
It was fine.
Yeah, the Monday night game, that was pretty damn good. It was sloppy as hell, but yet it was a good game. Good for Jacksonville, man, because I thought it was gonna be a wrap. I mean, the way the Chiefs were moving the ball to start the game, but, you know, Trevor Lawrence, them hung in there. It's amazing. And I know he didn't do it a lot as far as running the football, but getting Trevor Etienne involved, he had a hell of a night blocking, man. I'm talking about the pass pro. He was stoning dudes. We talked about this before the show. They got to find another way to get Travis under the ball more. I mean, this dude is just so electric when he gets the ball. That one catch he made just jumped up and went and got the ball between two people. Just his ball skills are
Elite ball skills.
Elite, Andy. Elite. But, Jacksonville find a way to damn win the damn game.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, it was a perfect game if you don't really care about either one of the two teams. Because if you cared about either one of the two teams, you'd be driven crazy by all the mistakes.
Right.
Drops, the turnovers, the penalties. The Chiefs are sloppy, man.
Which is unusual for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're, they're not what they once were, which is fine. What they were was a dynasty, and it seems like, that can't last forever. But yeah, they make little dumb mistakes. Like Harrison Butker kicking the ball out of bounds in that situation and giving them the ball on the 40 is crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Like it's just so bad. It's not championship level stuff. And I don't know. They have a lot of little things like that. Like every single week you watch them play and it's like, oh, that was kind of crappy. It's kind of sloppy. It doesn't really make any sense. And again, whatever, as long as they can get it, you know, when they need it in the playoffs. And it's hard to nitpick too hard. They were in the Super Bowl last year.
They sure were.
I think they're okay.
The biggest thing with them is their thing last year, they won all these one-score games.
They did.
They're 0-3 in that this year. Yep. You know, and so that was a big thing. I think they won 11 of them last year. That's what I was talking about with Washington. We were mentioning the same thing with them.
And it wasn't even just they were all one-score games, but they were also like – The Raiders dropped a snap on a make-away field goal, or the refs threw a crazy penalty in a situation that maybe you don't normally call that. Like, and there was a couple last night too
where
that first touchdown they scored, it looked like a pick to me.
It does. I understand the rule,
sure,
but it damn sure wasn't 1 yard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they had one later where Trevor Lawrence threw an interception.
Yeah,
and that definitely was one, but they didn't call it.
Yeah. So I mean, it
definitely was pass.
I saw the gif of Pat Mahomes kissing the referee like quite a lot last night.
Yeah,
you know, but
didn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, just a great play. The guy we both love, Devin Lloyd. I mean, just to be able to, you know, fake that rush and just hold and just jump in front of the slant and then go score. What is it with offensive players now, Bunk, that instead of just getting the guy on the damn ground, you poking at the ball, tackle him.
Why didn't anybody tackle
him? Tackle him.
Like, I don't even think he could believe that he was still
like
running.
Tackle him. Everybody's always trying to poke at the ball.
Kareem Hunt could have just pushed him out of bounds and tried to poke at the ball. And then, like, when he got
Thornton,
when he was near the end zone, both those guys.
Yeah.
Somebody just jump on this man.
Tackle him.
Keep him out of the end zone.
Just tackle him.
If they end up kicking a field goal, great. You save 4 points. I know. It was he couldn't believe it. He was still running. He was like, somebody could tackle me, please. This is insane. I also love that he makes the pick, right? And then he had to make one move before he was in the clear. Such an old school, like, Jim Brown, like, jump cut. that was such a fullback, like, changing directions to make that move.
Yeah, man. But hey. I mean, he went and got it. And then for Trevor to fall down, you get stepped on by your guard. You're panicking.
Again, look at some of these Chiefs players on that play. What are you guys doing?
Chris Jones, he's a hell of a ball player. He should be ashamed of himself to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was playing like the way it looked to start, it was like he was like being a whole player there, not really rushing.
Yeah.
And that might have been by design. But then with Trevor, like, what the hell are you doing, Chris?
Get him.
Go try to go get him.
Yeah.
For him to fall down, get up. Because, I mean, he was in a panic, old blank mode right there. And then for him to get up and make the nice run to get into the end zone was a big-time move for them. And, you know, they're right there with the Colts, you know, as far as in the South right now. And so that'll be a fun matchup, man. I still don't know how sold I am on Jacksonville, but, I mean, you got a nice win on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a nice win for them.
They're still, you know, they're not a great team, but they're better than they've been, for sure.
Yeah, Trevor's still got to play better. Right?
Trevor's got to play better. He makes some really great throws.
That throw he made on the sideline
was incredible. But then he misses throws that are easy ones.
Yeah.
And he puts the ball in harm's way repeatedly. I mean, there was a couple. Right. I can't believe that one ball didn't get intercepted.
Oh, the one in the red zone. Was going in.
Where they're all tipping.
Yeah, everybody's tipping the ball. Yeah, like, hey, dog.
There was three different guys that, including his own player, it wasn't that bad of a throw. Like, his receiver probably should catch that ball. And then he tips it in the air, and then, you know, they're playing pinball with it, and it finally somehow hits the ground. No, you're right. He's got to clean it up a little bit, but good for them to be able to talk about that at 4-1.
Yeah.
Colts are 4-1.
Hell yeah.
Bills are 4-1 in the AFC. Eagles are 4-1 after, you know, finally losing one of those close ones. And then the Lions and the Bucks and the 49ers.
Yeah.
Those are all – no one's undefeated.
Yeah.
Like, feels pretty early in the season to be saying that, but it is what it is. The final two teams lost on Sunday.
Because you mentioned that yesterday about that, as far as you usually see a couple teams that are 7-0, maybe 5-0.
Usually.
In that realm and everything like that. And, you know, it goes back to the parity, I'm assuming. I think more than anything, I think, you know – still, the teams who you expect to be there will be there, I think. It's funny, I mentioned yesterday, Baltimore still odds on favorite to win the North, even though they're about to be 1-5 because they're about to lose again to the Rams, you know. And that defense ain't getting guys back no time soon, We talk about Kansas City. You know, they get Rasheed Rice back. I mean, that adds another dimension to their offense. The Chargers, I mean, they were the darlings at 3-0.
Yeah.
They can't keep a team together. No. Everybody's just so banged up and so hurt, so they seem like they've fallen off. I'm still waiting for San Francisco to fall off, man. I'm sorry. I'm just waiting on it. I know it's been good, but either Christian McCaffrey's got to, you know, something. Like, he is too healthy to be touching the ball as much as he's been touching it so far. You know, and they've just been having fluke injuries over and over and over again. So,
maybe that's what it had to be.
It could be.
Maybe everybody else has to get hurt in order for Christian McCaffrey to be
healthy. His body's like, all right, guys.
Yeah.
All right, everybody's down.
Yeah.
I need y'all.
I can do it.
I can do this.
I can do it. You guys, you pick your hamstring, your finger, your foot, in order for me to be on the field. And if Christian McCaffrey is on the field, even with everything else they're dealing with, they've played two quarterbacks in five games.
Yep.
They're 4-1.
Yeah.
Because that's the difference that he makes.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's a special, special talent, man. So I think everything is, you know, and you put the Falcons right there somewhere in the middle with all the other 2-2 games. Obviously, they got a big one coming up on Monday night with the team in the Bills who played offensively uncharacteristic, not turning the ball over as much as they do, especially two from Josh Allen. But, I mean, they're still a great football team with a superstar, Superman caliber player.
I know we have a lot of time before that game gets here. Like, it feels like forever because, you know, the bye week and a Monday night football game. But, like, Falcons win that game. Like, the hype that's going to come out of that is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like it'd be a lot because like they beat Minnesota, who's fine, but that was on national TV, and kind of the way they did it defensively and all that felt really good. Like a lot of excitement came out of that, just because when you do something on national TV and everyone's watching, obviously there's going to be a little bit more of a reaction to it.
Right.
Buffalo's legit; like they might be the best team in the NFL right
now.
You handle your business against them, and you look like good doing it. Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean,
sign me up for that.
It would be a great win.
We haven't had hype in a while, like in season hype.
Oh no,
no,
we had a little bit. That was a little bit last year.
A little bit, that's true. You had 6-3. You beat the Cowboys. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, a little bit last year. But
I think this would be higher than that.
Yeah, I mean, because of where the perception of what Buffalo is. Mm-hmm. You know, like you were saying, one of the best teams in the NFL. Definitely a team that people look at with Super Bowl aspirations, and I mean, everybody has Super Bowl aspirations. Well, most teams have
it. Yeah, but there's a
legitimate. Some teams have it. Some teams have it. But theirs is legit.
Everyone says
because
of
who they got.
Some teams are legit.
And they got some players that, obviously, outside the quarterback, they can give you problems. They got a really dynamic runner in James Cook. Mm-hmm. They got a big-time, big-body receiver. They got a good tight end. I mean, they got some good offensive weapons that, you know, that can give anybody problems. It's the defensive side where they are. Milano came back last week. Don't know where Ed Oliver's going to be as far as him. He's their best interior defensive lineman. They're not as good as I thought they would be on the back end.
In the secondary?
Yeah.
It just feels like they've lost so many talented players, especially at the safety position over the last couple of years. They had some pretty good guys back there a couple years ago, and they've had to replace them.
Yeah, and so when you look at that aspect of it, if you can hold up and block them up, you should be able to make plays against this team if you're, you know, the Falcons offense and Michael Penix. But I think that, you know, the key is going to be not let what that dude's capable of doing, man. This dude's an MVP, reigning MVP. Even though I still think Lamar should have won last year, not taking anything away from Josh Allen because he was freaking fabulous too. But he's just one of them dudes. And then you're coming off of a loss where they didn't have their best game. He didn't play his best game. It's just going to be that challenge because it's one of those things where my phrase I was talking about, dirty yards. Like, his yards ain't dirty.
No.
Yeah.
Because you know they're coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
It's not like Baker where it's,
exactly.
It's just like, oh, we almost had him and he goes and scampers for eight.
Yeah.
Josh is going to do it.
Yes.
You know he's going to do it. And he was doing it a little bit less early in the year, maybe to preserve.
Yeah.
But now,
we got to go.
Got to do it.
It's go time.
Trevor Lawrence did that a lot last night, too. He was out there, man. How many? He ran for 54 yards last night.
He's a good athlete, man.
He is a good
He's a good athlete.
Yeah. No, it's fun to see. There's a lot of individuals on that team that I think we enjoy watching. Travis Hunter, Trevor Lawrence, Devin Lloyd on defense, and finally kind of living up to the top 10 draft pick. I forgot they got Josh Hines Allen on that team too, who's a fun player to watch also. So and Brian Thomas, man, that guy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What he got? Because they've been on him, man. He's off to a slow start.
You know, it'll happen. Football's hard.
It is.
He played pretty good last night.
Especially when they know that you're the only receiver.
Especially when they're keying in on you, you know. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.